whenever you
Good evening, everybody. My name is Mary. I'm a volunteer here at the Tibetan Cultural Center, and we have a very special privilege for this whole weekend, and that is that Khyentse Rinpoche, who is the former abbot of two monasteries, Namgyal Monastery in Dharamsala, India, the monastery of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and also the former abbot of the Namgyal Monastery in New York. And Khyentse Rinpoche is going to give us a series of five teachings on the Heart Sutra. So, Khyentse Rinpoche, thank you very much. And his translator is Roy.
Khyentse Rinpoche suggests that we read together the translation of Heart Sutra in English. It's in the green sheet. Thus I have heard
once. At that time, the Blessed One bestowed His word in concentration that examines all phenomena of profound illumination. And at the same time, the noble Brahmacharya, the Blessed Padmasambhava, looking at the profound practice of wisdom Dhyana, analyzes and applies the principles of Dhyana.
Exactly as you said, and after that, as we
What are we going to talk today? Dr. Rinpoche has invited Khenso Rinpoche to come here to give the Yamtaka initiation, and Khenso Rinpoche said he's unable to give this initiation, therefore he wants to apologize. And then Rinpoche said, then whatever you want to teach will be fine. And he asked what Rinpoche wants to teach, and Khenso Rinpoche said, then in that case he liked to teach Heart Sutra. So then that's how the arrangement was made.
And then
Dazi Rinpoche is the brother of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and he's taking the rebirth in this form intentionally. And then Dazi Rinpoche has also invited Khenso Rinpoche many times to come here to teach and help, and has helped a lot. And then Dazi Rinpoche belongs to the Goman College of Jebu Monastery. And then also Rinpoche now is also engaged in a project of building new house for the Goman College of Jebu Monastery. And then it's really a good thing that Dazi Rinpoche is building new houses for the Goman College, because nowadays there are many new arrivals, and it's really good that they have a house to live in. And then the Goman College of Jebu Monastery is one of the most precious college institution where the monks receive their education. Then Rinpoche here this time is giving this teaching as an offering. He's doing so that Rinpoche is only receiving the expenses on the trip of on the driving and the expenses and all the other proceeds of this event will be donated to the project of building new houses of Goman College.
And
And then Gaomon College is one of the institutions where the study of the five treatises is undertaken. And this is inconceivable, it's an incredible institution. So now what we're doing here is the teaching and the study of the Heart Sutra, and Heart Sutra is it belongs to the Buddhist teaching. Then we say Buddha, he first generated bodhicitta, and then in between he accumulated the collections of merit and wisdom over a period of three countless eons, and finally he achieved the great enlightenment. And then after that, he displayed the 12 enlightened deeds, and then he turned the three wheel of Dharma in India, and then he taught what is called the 84,000 collections of Dharma. And then the so-called the teaching of Buddha, the Buddhist teaching, what we do with Buddhist teaching is mainly trying to memorize the text of Buddha, recite them, teach it to the others, and also try to practice the meaning of the scriptures. Then as the great Indian master Vasubandhu says in his treatise Abhidhamma Kosha, the teachings of Buddha are of two kinds, the scriptural and the realizational. Then the so-called scriptural teachings of the Buddha is the scriptures, the teachings which was given by the Buddha. Then the realizational teachings of the Buddha is the path that Buddha taught, which can be subsumed into the three trainings, the three higher trainings. So then there are the two things. One is the teaching, the realizational teachings, and then there's also the real world of Dharma of realization. Then there are two of these. There are a distinction between the two of them. Then the teachings which were given by the Buddha, the Mahayana and Hinayana teachings, these are the realizational teachings. And then there are also the realizational wheel of Dharma, which the realizational wheel of Dharma refers to the scripture of Buddha. then the realization of Dharma, the teaching, the realization of teachings refers to the realization of teaching includes both Buddha's scriptures of Buddha and also the commentaries. Then also, as it says in one prayer, may I study and teach the three baskets of teaching scriptures, and then may I train in the three higher trainings, and in this way may I uphold the teachings of Losang Jaba, Jezong Kaba. So here it says the way to uphold the scriptural teachings of the Buddha is by means of memorizing it, teaching it to the others, and also studying and practicing these teachings. The realizational teachings of the Buddha is included within the three training of ethics, concentration, and wisdom. So when we speak about practicing, then it's mainly practicing these three higher trainings. Then all sentient beings desire happiness and they do not want suffering. Then if we look for the final source of happiness, then we say that the final source of happiness for all sentient beings is the teaching of the Buddha. So then also it says the four states referring to the states of birth, death, intermediate state, and jisi pasi.
Siji pende. Sibaji deji hede.
The four states. One is the states of death and intermediate state and birth, and also the states of the life. These four states. And it says the happiness of the four states. The source of the happiness of these four states is the teaching of the Buddha. Then also, right before Atisha, the Indian master Atisha, passed away, he told his disciple Dundunbai, and he says, "I want you to make a monastery. And why you should make a monastery? Because the source of happiness of all sentient beings is the teaching, the Buddha's teaching, and then the Sangha, the monastic community, is the foundation of the Buddha's teaching."
Then
And then, according to the instruction of Atisha, Drundum built the monastery in the northern part of Tibet, the monastery, the Nanjing Monastery, and there he spread the teaching. And after him, then what is formulated is the old Gadamba tradition. And then there are the three traditions among the Gadambas. There is the Larum tradition, and then the scriptural tradition, and then also the instruction, the tradition of instruction, the three traditions. And then there are many, many great masters of the Gadam tradition. And then afterwards, there are the new Gadamba tradition, which refers to Sakya, the Sakya, Kagyu, and the Gelu tradition. These three are the new Gadamba tradition. Then now, the fact that we are able to experience, to encounter Buddhism, to receive teachings of Buddhism, is due to the kindness of these previous lamas. Then we're going to talk about Heart Sutra. Heart Sutra is a subject which includes all the essential teachings of Buddhism, the Mahayana, Hinayana, Sutra, and Tantra. If you subsume all the teachings of Buddha, then you get the three subjects. And for instance, we all want to have happiness of this life. Likewise, if we can achieve the happiness of the future lives, then we also would find this as a worthwhile or something that will please us. Then it's very important for us to train, to study, to learn the cause and conditions of achieving happiness in the future lives. If we study, if we learn the methods of the practice which would lead us to the attainment of a rebirth as human or as a god, then the method for doing that basically is taking refuge in the three jewels, and also try to practice according to the karma teaching. Then if we can do that, then certainly we can achieve happiness in the future lives. So this scope of teaching is called the stages of the path of a being of small capacity, or also sometimes it's called the stages of the path that is shared or in common with a being of small capacity, the small scope of the teaching. Every single sentient being has the ability, capacity to achieve enlightenment. Human beings has ability to achieve enlightenment, and even the beings of the lower realm also have the ability to achieve enlightenment.
Well, that Miki Sheba, the Yiji Sheba, the Sheba told us, and the Yiji Sheba no ruler, and the Shambas under the Jinjas under the and the Pen Samaras, Tama Yiji Sheba to the Molo, and the Saju go to Juji Chadi waters. He then sent to the Molo, the Mama to Chadi waters, and then Shujin, Sanji Raji Yosawa, Tomana Lubos, Sanji Raji Yosawa, Sanji Raji Guru to Monkey Levashu Yumaris, Tomato to Molo Nego, to rule Travoko numbers. And then Chuan has a Rajim to Maduba now, Shabbat the Hinge and Mumbayina, sent to one dire words, Kalal dire words.
So then we say that we sentient beings have six consciousness, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, up to the mental consciousness. And then within the mental consciousness, using the mental consciousness is empty of true existence. And also we can use this mental consciousness to practice and try to develop the attitude of love, compassion, and bodhicitta. And as it says in one scripture, the nature of the mind is luminous or clear light, and the stains are adventitious. Then if we try to practice love and compassion and emptiness of true existence, then we are capable of eliminating, getting rid of the stains of the mind.
And the Honsu, the Lugun Sanjevaris, and the Narunsu Sijetanji, the Lugumayina, Kangal Sanji Jivaris.
Then the previous Buddhas of the past, they originally also are like us. They had the samsaric aggregates, the samsaric skandhas, and then also they had delusions. So they was able to achieve enlightenment through doing the practice. So similarly, if we can do as they do and try to do those practices, then we can also achieve enlightenment. So then it's very important to take refuge in the three jewels. So the Buddha jewel is someone who has eliminated all faults and perfected all good qualities. And the Dharma, who is like a doctor. And then the Dharma jewel is the truth of cessation and truth of path, the last two of the Four Noble Truths, which is like the medicine. And then finally is the Sangha jewel, the Kandinkan jewel. The Sangha jewel is the companion of taking refuge. Then, for instance, to give an example, if someone gets sick, then since he doesn't, every person doesn't want to have sickness, then at that time he would go to see a doctor. Then the doctor will be able to tell what is the problem, what is the sickness, and then he would give advice. You should not eat this kind of food, and you should eat this kind of food, and you should take this kind of medicine. So if the patient takes the medication prescribed by the doctor, then his sickness can be cured. If he doesn't take the medicine, then of course the sickness cannot be cured.
Then the
Sangha jewels refers to the Aryas, the superiors. There are three kinds, either the Shravaka Ayas, or the hearers, and also the Bodhisattva ayahs or the Buddha ayah, meaning the Buddha. So a Sangha refers to the three kinds of ayahs, either one of the three kinds of ayahs, someone who has the realization of truth of cessation or truth of path in their mind. And also it is like Sanghajua is like a patient, someone who has recovered, whose sickness has been cured. Then in that case, when they will go to the patient and tell them that in the past I had this kind of sickness and I took this kind of medicine, then I was cured. So if you take the similar kind of medication, then your disease can also be cured. Then, what is the refuge? Where is taking refuge? Then, to be able to take refuge, we need the two causes of taking refuge. So, on the one hand, we need to have fear for suffering, and on the other hand, we need to have faith, the faith in the three jewels of their capacity to eliminate suffering. So, to give an example, when a little child see a dog approaching, then he might get like frightened. And that time, on the one hand, he has fear, and on the other hand, he will try to look for some protection from his parents or his friends.
And then
at that time, when the child take refuge in the parents, then since the parents have love and compassion for the child and also has the ability to get rid of the fear, so therefore at that time they would go ahead and provide protection and chase away the dog. Likewise here we're powerlessly having the condition of being born, and we don't have control, even though we don't want it, but we have the suffering of birth, sickness, aging, and death. So therefore, at that time, then having with the fear in our mind, at that time, if we have the conviction in the three jewels, in their ability to provide protection, and entrust ourselves to the protection of the three jewels, just like a little child seeking protection in the parents, at that time, if we do so, then that becomes the practice of taking refuge.
So at
this time, if we take refuge in the three jewels, then the Buddha jewel has the love for all sentient beings and has compassion for all sentient beings, and also they have the ability to get rid of the suffering of sentient beings.
So
that this time, if we take refuge in the three jewels, then the Buddha would would be able to help us. So for some of the sentient beings, they can receive the blessings from the Buddha in the very life. and some of them receive blessings in the future lives, then in general, like a lifetime after lifetime, then the blessings of the three jewels will be gradually will become manifest. We will be able to receive the blessings. So then we say that the Guhe Samaja is the king of tantras, and it's the most profound in that the blessings, if you do this practice, the blessings from the deity is very fast, very swift, and also it's a very profound practice. So then for the beings who has higher realizations, then if they do this practice, they can receive the blessings very quickly. But for someone who has not who is not experienced, then it's a different case. So therefore we say that for beginners, then there is a saying, the practice of the Skuhya Samaja is not profound, but taking refuge in the three jewels is profound. Meaning for a beginner, the practice of refuge is more profound than Guhe Samaja. Then to give another story, the place where Rinpoche lives now, there is in the vicinity, there is a person who lives in a very nice house and lived a very happy life. And then until he find out that he had cancer, and then at that time, Rinpoche and Jeff, his attendant, went to this person. So that time, Rinpoche gave the advice that since the words of taking refuge in the three jewels is very short, it's easy to practice. So he gave advice for this person, the patient.
Yeah, he was reading the Tibetan Book of the Dead.
Okay, I forgot that. Yeah. So then he gave the advice of study of doing the practice of taking refuge in the three jewels. So in general, it seems the Buddhist teaching is so extensive and profound. Someone might think that it's too difficult. I'm not able to do that.
But
again, since the practice in within, we have the three aspects of the body, speech, and physical, verbal, and mental, the three aspects. Then among them, the main thing is the mind. So therefore, if you really try to control to practice using your mind, then it becomes, in fact, quite easy, because even when you go to work, you can still try to adjust your mind and do the work with the intention of helping other people, the society, then the practice of Dharma becomes easy. Then the way the American society work is such that a normal person cannot avoid going to work because you have to you have to pay for the rent and car and pay tax, so you have to do all these things. So then it's very good if you can do during the same time you're doing the work, then at the same time also try to practice Dharma. Then it's also very good trying to make offering of the things that that you eat and drink. Then you have to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Then you can during that time make offerings of these things to the three jewels. Then it's also very good whenever you receive or you get some new things, like if you have just bought a house or if you bought a new car or some new things, then as you making use of them, before doing so, trying to make offering, trying to offer them to the three jewels.
So then also the
text says the Buddha is inconceivable, Dharma is inconceivable, Sangha is inconceivable, therefore the karma performed in relation to them is the ripening of the karma, the ripening result of them is also inconceivable. So basically, since the merit of the three, because the three jewels are inconceivable, therefore if someone make offerings to them, then the merit generated is also inconceivable.
Then, for instance,
when you're driving the car at that time, you can try to think that, or imagining that you're going to the Pure Land or Buddha's land. Then this is one advice given by the Langdu Lama, then was an advice saying that this can, if you do so, then you can receive great benefit. And then when you're driving, at the same time, you can practice many virtues. Like, for instance, you can, when you're driving, you can try to meditate on love and compassion. Try to think about those things, try to develop them. And then when you see a deer coming on the highway, that time you can, if possible, try to slow down and try to stop. So in that way, you can also practice ethics.
Then on the way to
Indiana, Rinpoche, Jeff was driving us all the way from Connecticut to Indiana. So we saw many deers and many animals killed on the road. Then also, right before you go to bed, if you try to cultivate love and compassion, then the whole period of sleeping can be transformed into virtue.
Then the
sentient beings who cannot see lakes and body of water as we can see, kind of the spirits or hungry ghosts, then therefore, if when we even when we go to bathroom, we can try to think that I'm doing so so that I can make offerings to the to the hungry ghosts, so that they can enjoy those, so that they can have a drink and whatever. Then, in general, we see many people who think that they are not able to practice Dharma very well. Some of them think that I'm too old to practice Dharma. Some of them think that I'm too young, I have too many things to do. Then because our human body is very precious, therefore there's no then it's certain, it is very certain that there's no way that we cannot achieve the goal. So then, on the one hand, if you look at this body that we have, it's almost like that it's our enemy, because even though we don't want to have sickness, birth, sickness, aging, and death, but we inevitably have to experience birth, aging, sickness, and death. So, those suffering that we have, because they depends upon the samsaric aggregates that we have. Therefore, the samsaric aggregates that we have is like our enemy. So as Ayadeva says in his 400 stanzas, our body is very precious, therefore we have to be careful, have to be careful. Then our human body is even more precious than the body of a god. Then why is the human body even more precious than the body of a god? On the one hand, without talking about religion, just in the worldly sense, because the creations of the inventions of the world, like airplane, train, medicine, bridges, all of these are made by human body. Therefore, it is due to the scientific development. Therefore, the people from East and West can meet together nowadays. Then if it were without the things like the modern means of transportation like airplane, then it's quite impossible, like in one's human life, that one will be able, that it will happen that Eastern people and Western people can come together to meet together like we do today. So even when we talk about the Bodhisattvas in the Pure Lands, like in the Sukhavati Pure Land, the Bodhisattvas, the beings living there, then they do not have suffering. Because they don't have suffering, therefore their the way to Buddhahood for them is much longer. Because of that, the Bodhisattvas of Pure Land also make prayers so that they can be born as a human being in the Jambuvipa, the southern continent. Because the human body and the Jambuvipa, in Jambuvipa, this world that we are presently living, the southern continent, because a human body has the characteristic of the four constituents and also being born from mother's womb, therefore it has a special quality. And if we try to practice love and compassion and bodhicitta, we can develop them in this human form. And then also we're capable of, if we try, then we can even attain enlightenment in this very life. Then, for instance, Milarepa, and also the Tibetan famous Tibetan yogi Milarepa, and also Jawa Unsalba, Losang Tendrup, they were able to achieve enlightenment in one life, and the body they have is the same as the ones that we have. So therefore, so they were able to achieve enlightenment through making effort. So then, because the human body has such significant usage, therefore we should be really careful, try to do things so that try to make sure that it has we can enjoy a long life, try to eat properly, and try to take medications when necessary. Then we also should try to avoid doing things that are harmful to this body, for instance, taking drugs or drinking, immoderate drinking of alcohol. So these things, because of the carelessness, these can to lead to the untimely death. Therefore, we should be really careful about these things. Then there are some religious sects that claim during before the time the year 2000 come the world will be destroyed, and because of that many people committed suicide. So these are really not good things. So we should try to be careful. Then, having obtained this human body, if we try to take refuge and also to act according to the functioning of karma, then we can achieve a happy future rebirth.
It's also described
in the concise meaning of the stages of the path to enlightenment that the The verse you can find in the life and teaching of Tsongkhapa in the Kansai Smi, it's called the Lines of Experience. That book Rinpoche just quoted from his memory, which I cannot catch. You can find in life and teaching of Tsongkhapa, the chapter is called Lines of Experience, in a section which talk about taking refuge in the karma. So here it's basically saying that if we're merely taking refuge in the three jewels, then we cannot receive protection that merely by means of taking refuge in the three jewels. Then we should also try to guard against the 10 known virtues karma. And if for some reason we're not able to keep the 10 known virtues, try to do the 10 virtues karma, if we do something that is against the 10 known virtues karma, or we do something that is one of the 10 known virtues karma, then at that time we should also try to purify them. If Buddha is taught that if we do something negative, then we will experience suffering, then he also taught that having created those negative karma, if we try to purify them, then we can also do so. Just like if your clothing get dirty, you can clean them.
In one sutra,
Buddha says, if one is able to practice with the four dharma, the four qualities, then I do not say that even the five heinous actions, five heinous karmic actions, cannot be purified. So, as he said, like if you have the four opponent powers, then any kinds of negative karma can be purified.
That debatan jo senji, ane senji ane deshi ke mehna bo dong sen ta, ane jo lu dong senji mo bo tenji to, ane kar ne mo gun shi bo tao shi sa ba.
Then there are the four powers. There is the regret, and then secondly, the power of restraint, which means trying to thinking, developing the attitude of refraining from doing those actions again, and then thirdly, there is the power of basis, which is taking refuge and generating bodhicitta, and then finally, the thorough performance of tamadhi, the guntujubi. So the last power is called the power of thorough practice of antidote. So here, the practice like emptiness, they serve as the antidote, which is like the fire. Excuse me, which burns out the negative karmic seeds. Like if you put a seed of a rice seed, if you put it in the fire, then it destroys the ability of the rice to give rise to a plant. Similarly, if you try to practice the four opponent powers, then that destroys the karmic the potency in a karmic seed to produce suffering.
What did you that then tanga su kar ju bare then chibu chibu ni na tanga su du nge du ko lo du nge ji du nge ju du ga chaba du ji du nge chaga na chi du nge du ko lo du nge ne bare is mar ba ju ne de ge ne ko lo ta bu de ji ju ko song ja ni du nge de bo de
so the here uh here the three kinds of suffering, suffering of suffering, suffering of change, and pervasive compounded suffering, and also the suffering of aging, birth, aging, sickness, and death. These are all included within the truth of suffering. When Buddha taught, when he first turned the wheel of Dharma, when he taught the Four Noble Truths, all of these is included within the First Noble Truth, truth of suffering.
So then, because
suffering is a result, therefore it has to have cause. Then the cause of suffering is the karma, and karma depends upon delusions. And then if you look even further for the cause of delusion, then you find the grasping of true existence is the cause. So if we do not, then it's not possible for us to eliminate suffering and its causes if we do not try to cultivate the wisdom which realized lack of true existence, which is the opposite of the object that is conceived by the conception or grasping of true existence.
So here the
wisdom realizing emptiness, which serves as an antidote, or which is able to eliminate suffering and its causes, is the subject matter of the, in general, the teachings given, the teachings of Buddha, the extensive medium and concise version of the Prajnaparamita Sutra, or the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, and particularly the subject of wisdom realizing emptiness is taught in Heart Sutra, and it says that wisdom realizing emptiness is the explicit subject matter of the sutra, the Heart Sutra.
Oh, that is the Sutra.
So then the main meaning of the Heart Sutra, the teaching of the Heart Sutra is included within the dialogue between Shariputra and Avalokiteshvara. Then the main Shariputra asked is how should a bodhisattva train on the path of accumulation, and also on the path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, and then the final, the nature of the path of no more learning. If you're not familiar with these five stages, the five paths, you can find them in the second page of the table, in table three, on the leftmost column. It's listed path of accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation, and path of no more learning. These will go to in more detail later.